This is not pleasant to say, but residents of the Gulf are bracing for another storm. Tropical Storm Nicholas is expected to make landfall later this afternoon and into the evening. Joining us is meteorologist Megan Borowski of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Megan, welcome back.
Thanks, Scott.
Tropical Storm Nicholas, how big is it and where's it going right now?
So right now it is located just off the coast of the southern tip of Texas, and it's moving due north at about 12 miles an hour. So far, looks like the motion has actually been a bit sporadic, and we've seen the center of the cyclone has actually reformed over the past 12 to 18 hours. So it's kind of moving all over the place, but we are seeing some heavy rainfall already wrapping into Galveston on the Texas coast.
Okay, and speaking of water and rain, we know that storms can sometimes strengthen over water, specifically if waters are warmer due to climate and other reasons. Could this grow and become a hurricane?
So that's a loaded question. The models are suggesting no, it will not reach hurricane status. However, we have noted that the models are taking into account one wind direction in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. However, it looks like the observation data is showing us that the winds are blowing from a different direction. So that actually might help the storm to strengthen. So the National Hurricane Center is saying that potentially, it could briefly reach hurricane status before landfall sometime later today. But the models, at least, are holding that it'll stay in a tropical storm as far as wind speeds go. But, you know, at this point, it's kind of semantics. 1 mile an hour difference isn't going to, you know, or a category difference isn't going to make much of a difference at this point. Main thing you want to be concerned about is the heavy rainfall and the potential for those strong wind gusts.
Yeah. And as you say, whatever it's called, it is going to be potentially a quite significant event here. I want to ask you more about what specifically people, say, in Texas need to be ready for. I mean, super high winds, power outages, flooding.
Well, I think flooding at this point is going to be the biggest concern. Directly along the Gulf Coast, we're expecting about 8 to 16 inches, up to 20 inches of rain are possible anywhere between the coastline from Corpus Christi to, say, Galveston Bay. So folks right along the coast, you want to be aware of that. Also, 3 to 5 foot storm surge inundations are possible anywhere from Port O'Connor to San Luis Pass along the coastline. Farther inland, about 5 to 10 inches of rain possible. Possible over southeastern Texas, also to the southwestern Louisiana coastline. So all that rain over a short period of time, that's going to contribute to the potential for flash flooding. It's going to saturate the grounds. And then we could get wind gusts, tropical storm force wind gusts, even a couple of isolated hurricane force wind gusts. And with the saturated ground, that could easily down some weak trees. And those branches can down some power lines. So power outages also going to be a concern along the Texas coastline.
Okay, great. And I guess if Hurricane Ida from not too many days ago is a guide, we'll have to watch in the days after, right, to see where Nicholas goes and what the impact of that might be. Thank you, as always, Megan Borowski, meteorologist with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network.
Thanks, Scott.